Shruti Brahma Prabhu, on the topic Spirit of Service, has selected a quotation from Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is saying, "So my point is, by serving the Supreme Lord, one gives the best service to the family. Because if one becomes a Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, the whole family, up to 14 generations, they become liberated. Therefore, tivrena bhakti yogena, we should not divert our attention for any other service. We should simply concentrate for rendering service to the Supreme Lord. This is the conclusion." So Prabhupada is pointing out how serving Krishna, everyone actually derives the benefit. In this respect, I remember when I became a devotee, I actually read the Nectar of Devotion and decided to become a devotee. And then I inquired where Srila Prabhupada was. That was in Calcutta. And I was told that Srila Prabhupada was in the United States. And then I thought that until Srila Prabhupada went back to India, I would travel to different places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna performed their pastimes. And thinking that the first place I went to was Sridham Mayapur. And Mayapur, as you all know, like, it's an extremely beautiful place. Those days I would say Mayapur was even more beautiful. It was very serene. I arrived in the evening, the whole atmosphere was so serene and so tranquil. And the devotees were so warm and kind-hearted. Like, whoever I spoke to, practically everyone asked me to stay on and become a devotee. And so the next morning I shaved up and went to the Ganges, took a bath, threw away my old clothes and put on dhoti and kurta and became a devotee. So when I, after a while, when my father got to know that I was there, I actually wrote to him and he asked me that I should come because there was some important thing to take care of. So I went, and when I went I was shaved up, wearing dhoti. He thought that I was just visiting. I mean, I went to Mayapur to visit, but he didn't realize that I became a devotee. So when he saw me, he got a shock. And he was very, very upset. And then I explained to him that I could stay and I could take care of him. But I would be able to take care of him, if at all, only as long as he would be on this planet. But now that I have become a devotee, I can actually take care of him, even in his next life. And I quoted this verse, that when in that place Srila Prabhupada mentioned, that when one becomes a devotee, 10 generations before and 10 generations after become delivered. And that actually made some deep impression in him. And he didn't mind. He realized that I was serious and what I was actually practicing was really worth its while. And since then, although he did not completely or wholeheartedly accept my involvement in Krishna consciousness, but he did not prevent me or stop me from becoming a devotee. So the greatest benefit that we can render to everybody around us, whether they are family members or whether they are friends, whether they are whoever they are, whoever is connected to us, derive some spiritual benefit because of our involvement in Krishna consciousness. So, the best service that we can render to the world around us is actually by becoming a devotee of Krishna. And in this respect, Srila Prabhupada gives an example, a very wonderful example, of watering the root of the tree. Like the tree has various branches and leaves and twigs. But when we want to benefit the tree, we do not have to separately water different sections of the tree. We simply water the root of the tree. And because the rest of the tree is connected, all the branches and twigs are connected to the tree, they derive the benefit by getting the water in the root. So Krishna is the root of everything. Therefore, when we serve Krishna, then everyone becomes served. And when we give people Krishna consciousness, then everyone actually derives the highest spiritual benefit. Sometimes people ask, what are you doing for the welfare of the people? But little do they know that the highest welfare activity is actually Krishna consciousness, giving them Krishna. In this respect, I remember one incident with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was visiting a very wealthy family, very wealthy person in Pune, this family was related to the Birlas. Probably you know, the Birlas those days used to be the richest Indian family. And so they also were very wealthy, and this family, the person Srila Prabhupada was visiting, and this person asked Srila Prabhupada, that what are you doing for the welfare of the people? Like you are asking everybody to chant Hare Krishna, becoming a devotee of Krishna. But what are you doing to really benefit the people? Well, he meant, why aren't you feeding people or opening hospitals and doing such welfare activities? Then Prabhupada told this gentleman, look, you are a relative of Birlas. Now, if one of the sons of Birla become mad and he run away from home, because he became mad, he would not have any memory who he is, and he wouldn't know who he is, who his father is, which family he belongs to. So he will be wandering in the streets like a madman. Even for a handful of food, he'll have to struggle so much, and he has to undergo so much insult and tribulations. And now, if you see him in that condition, will you just give him 5 rupees and tell him, go and have a meal? Or you will tell him, don't you know that you are a son of Birla? Come, I will take you to your father. And when he comes to his father, all his problems will be solved. Similarly, we all are children of Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is our Father. But unfortunately, we became mad, we lost our memory, we lost our Father's home, and we are wandering in the streets like a raving madman, trying to get some food here, trying to get some shelter there, and undergoing so much insults while doing that. Now, what is going to be the greatest welfare activity rendered to us if somebody wants to render it? Won't it be to remind us that Krishna is our father and we must go back to him? And Srila Prabhupada pointed out that this is what we are doing. We are simply reminding everybody that he is a son of Krishna. She is a daughter of Krishna. We are reminding everybody about their lost relationship with their Supreme Father. And by doing that, we are actually rendering the greatest service to everyone. Because Krishna is the root, and when we water the root, then everybody becomes satisfied. Now, when we speak of service, we actually mean the service to Krishna and Krishna's devotees. The material outlook or materialistic attitude is to lord over. Lord over because we all think in the material nature that we all are lords and masters. Why? Because material nature is inferior and we all are coming from Krishna's superior energy. Jiva Bhutam Mahabahu Aparayam Itastannam Prakritim Vidhime Param Jiva Bhutam Mahabahu Jajedam Dharjate Janat. This material nature is apara, inferior. And beyond this inferior nature, beyond this inferior material nature, there is a superior nature. Prakritim vidhi me param. And jiva bhutam mahabahu jajedam dharjate jagat. The living entities, the jivas, jiva bhutam, are coming from that superior nature of Krishna, superior energy of Krishna. And jajedam dharjate jagat, they are exploiting this material nature. The living entities in the material nature has only one business, to exploit this inferior material energy of Krishna. Everyone in this material nature is simply trying to exploit. And what is the result? What is the outcome of that exploitation or endeavor for exploitation? The more we try to exploit, the more we suffer. This has been very nicely pointed out in a book called Prema Vivarta by Jagadananda Pandit, an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna bohir mukhaya bhogavan shakari nikatastho maya tare japatiya dhare. As soon as a living entity looks away from Krishna, Krishna bohir mukhaya bhogavan shakari desires to enjoy this material nature. Because that's the natural outcome. As soon as a living entity looks away from Krishna, where does he look at? Looking away from Krishna means, after all, everything is Krishna. So looking away from Krishna means looking at Krishna's inferior material nature. And as soon as he comes in contact with the inferior material nature, and he being from the superior nature, immediately develops a tendency to lord over or exploit, because that's the natural tendency of the superior towards the inferior. He immediately wants to enjoy or exploit this material nature. And what does the material nature do at that time? Nikatastho maya tare japutiya dhare. The material nature, maya, who is standing nearby, actually just side by side, Krishna's external energy, Krishna's internal potency, and immediately next to that is Krishna's external potency. And in between there is a thin line separating the external and internal, is the marginal potency, the jivas. So as soon as the jiva looks at Krishna's inferior material energy, he develops a tendency to lord over, and immediately maya grabs him. Maya tare japoti adhare, very tightly embraces him. And then his condition is pishachi paile jano motichhanno hai mayamugdha jiver hai shibhavu udai. When one becomes haunted, madness is actually caused by being haunted, in most cases, being haunted. Haunted by a ghost. Pishachi means a ghost, a female ghost. Ghosts also have gender. So, Pishachi, a female ghost, grabs, embraces him very tightly. Pishachi paile jano motichhanno hai, when one becomes haunted by a ghost, he loses his memory, he loses his sanity. Motichhanno hai. So, a living entity, bewildered by maya, develops a similar condition. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Birla's son becoming mad. When he becomes mad, then he loses his memory, he forgets who he is. He doesn't have any awareness of who he is, where he comes from, and what's he meant to do. So a living entity in this way becomes entrapped by the material nature. And the cause of this entrapment is first looking away from Krishna, and the consequent outcome of developing a tendency to lord over. It's natural, it's inherent, we can't actually avoid it. As long as we are looking towards the material nature, we won't be able to help the tendency to lord over. Now, what is the remedy? How can we rectify that diseased condition? In this respect, I remember one incident that took place between Akbar and his ministers. Akbar was a great Mughal king in India. He was very famous for his intelligence and wit. And Akbar had in his court, he had a minister called Birbal, who was famous for his intelligence. And people, other ministers used to complain to him, why are you so partial towards Birbal? Why are you so biased towards Birbal? Why are you always favoring him? So Akbar tried to explain to them that because of Birbal's extraordinary intelligence, that he is so attracted to him. And they were still not convinced about it. So one day Akbar came to the court and he drew a line on the floor with a chalk. And he asked whether anyone would be able to make that line shorter without rubbing it off. Everyone was quite baffled, you know, how is it possible to make the line shorter without rubbing it off? No one, none of the ministers could actually do anything about that. So So then finally Akbar asked Birbal, Birbal, can you make this line shorter? And Birbal said yes. So Birbal went there, picked up the chalk and drew a line larger than Akbar's line, and he said, now your line is shorter. So greater and smaller is a consideration of relativity. When we are looking towards the external energy of the Lord, inferior energy of the Lord, we are in relation to that energy, we are superior. In relation to that nature, we all are superior. And therefore we naturally develop a tendency to lord over. But if we become exposed to somebody who is greater than us, then we will become inferior to him. And then our attitude will change. What to speak of when we become exposed to the greatest, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore the remedy actually is to become aware of Krishna. Krishna is the greatest. And when we become properly exposed to Krishna with proper understanding, then we recognize our position being inferior. Krishna is superior, we are inferior. And then naturally we develop a tendency to serve Krishna, because it is the natural tendency of the inferior to serve the superior. That is how Krishna consciousness is a very practical and a very scientific process. We do not have to artificially do anything. We simply have to become aware of Krishna. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada named this institution as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is an institution, this is a society where everyone is getting an opportunity to become Krishna conscious, conscious of Krishna. And when you become conscious of Krishna, then we naturally develop our service attitude, which is the beginning of spiritual life, the real spiritual life. There are other processes, yoga and meditation and so on and so forth. But those processes are not practical. Those processes are only an intermediary step to come to the platform of devotional service. Like a yogi, when he attains perfection of yoga, then what happens? What happens to a yogi when he attains samadhi, which is the ultimate perfection of yoga? In samadhi, he actually gets to perceive the super soul. A spirit soul perceives the super soul. So when a spirit soul, minute spirit soul, perceives the super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally recognizes greatness, then what happens naturally, automatically? He surrenders unto him. And that surrender is the beginning of devotional service. So this surrender or prapatti is the ultimate outcome of yoga siddhi. And in this way, after one attains the perfection of yoga, he becomes a devotee, or he gets an opportunity to become a devotee. Similarly, our understanding, we use another expression which means the same, that is Sharanagati. Sharanagati means surrender. And we know the foundation of devotional service is Sharanagati. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Shapar Shad Shiyodham Shaho Abutori অত্যন্ত দুর্লভ প্রেম করিবারে দান, শিখায় শরণাগতি ভকতের প্রাণ। শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু in order to bestow his mercy upon the conditioned souls, appeared, descended with his associates and abode. Shaparshad Shiyodham Shaho Abutori Uttanto Durlaho Prem Koribaridhan. In order to bestow very rare love of Krishna, Krishna Prem, অত্যন্ত দুর্লভ প্রেম করিবারে দান, ইন অর্ডার টু বিস্টো দ্যাট, ইন অর্ডার টু অ্যাওয়ার্ড দ্যাট ভেরি রেয়ার কৃষ্ণ প্রেম, শিখায় শরণাগতি ভকতের উপরে। হি ইজ টিচিং দ্য প্রসেস অফ শরণাগতি সারেন্ডার, হুইচ ইজ দ্য লাইফ অ্যান্ড সোল অফ ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস। সো দ্যাট ইজ the process, surrender to Krishna. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also is saying the same thing. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Giving up all your nonsense, just surrender up to me. That's the instruction that Krishna is giving. Sharanam vraja. Same word. Sharanam vraja. Take shelter of me, sharanagati, surrender unto me. So when one surrenders unto Krishna, then only devotional service begins. As I said, service must be rendered towards the superior. Of course, there is another higher consideration. And apparently service is rendered to the superior. But when you go deeper, then we see there is another consideration, another criteria for service. What is that criterion for service? Love. When you love somebody, we serve that person. Mother loves her baby. And she stays up through the night. She doesn't eat anything. Just takes care of her baby. For the sake of her baby, she is prepared to undergo so many difficulties. Why? Because of her love for her baby. So in this way, in the material nature, always the tendency is not of exploitation, but obviously, it is out of selfish motivation that we render some service. Like an employee serves his employer. Why? Is it out of love? No. It is because of money. He gets the salary, so he is serving. But actually, that is not service. That is some sort of selfish exploitation again. The employer is trying to exploit the employee, and the employee also is trying to exploit the employer. Srila Prabhupada said the only somewhat selfless service that you see in this material nature is the mother's attitude towards her son, towards a child. But then again, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that although it appears to be selfless, but it is actually not selfless. It's a matter of extended selfishness. Our selfishness extends beyond our own identity to those who are related to us. Beyond this body, those who are related to the body, they are our relatives, and we, out of that relationship, we render some service to them. Like the mother would serve her baby, but the mother won't serve anybody else's baby. Right? So in this way, material nature is actually nature of exploitation. Everyone is trying here to exploit everybody else. Bhogoban Chakari. Everybody is trying to exploit. But Krishna consciousness actually revolutionizes the concept. From the world of exploitation, we are transported to the world of service. And that is what the spiritual nature is. Material nature is the world of, or nature of exploitation, the world of exploitation. And the spiritual nature is the world of service. There everyone is serving. Why? Out of their love for Krishna, they are expressing their love. Or out of their love for Krishna, they are compelled to serve Krishna. And that is what devotional service actually is. And Srila Prabhupada came here to teach us how to spiritualize our material existence. We all are in the material nature, but there is a very thin line between material and spiritual. That is, when we put ourselves in the center, that is material, and when you put Krishna in the center, that is spiritual. When we put ourselves in the center, we become selfish and our tendency is to exploit for the sake of our sense gratification, trying to exploit the material nature to enjoy through our senses, which never happens. Whereas the spiritual world is where Krishna is the center. So we may be here in this apparently material nature, or why should I say apparently, in this material nature. We may be here in this material nature, but here if we put Krishna in the center of all our activities, if Krishna becomes the sole center of all our activities, then that this nature will become spiritualized. So Krishna consciousness is a process of actually transforming the material nature into spiritual and transporting us to the spiritual sky through this alteration of our attitude. Whether we're going to put Krishna in the center or whether we're going to put ourselves in the center. That is the ultimate consideration. If we put ourselves in the center, we will lead a self-centered life of exploitation, which leads to suffering. However, when we put Krishna in the center, then we become transported to the spiritual sky. But this nature becomes transformed into spiritual reality. And that is the world of service. The world of service. There our attitude is, what can I do for Krishna? What can I do for Krishna's devotees who are serving Krishna so nicely? How can I assist those devotees who are serving Krishna so wonderfully? And the more this attitude develops, the more we make spiritual advancement. Often devotees ask, how will I understand whether I'm making spiritual progress? And the simple answer to that is how much service attitude you have developed. Is the service attitude developing or the service attitude diminishing? If the service attitude develops, that's a sure sign of our spiritual advancement. It is not that when we become advanced devotee, we become a superman. No. When you become an advanced devotee, we become the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. This is a world of service. Krishna consciousness is a movement of creating that service opportunity for everyone, and thus become transported to the spiritual sky. And sometimes, while practicing Krishna consciousness, we do become affected by Maya. We do think, well, now I'm a big devotee and now everybody should serve me. In me you can see a classic example of that. Right? And that is a very, very dangerous situation. And it's a Maya's test. Maya will always test us. When you try to become a servant, Maya will give us the opportunities to become masters. But we have to understand that under all circumstances, under all circumstances, we are nothing but the servants of Krishna. Actually, the higher we go, the bigger of a servant we become. This also can be graphically exemplified. Like material nature is like a pyramid. Material structure of the material nature is like a pyramid. Like the lowest one is at the bottom, and the highest one is sitting on top of everyone. Isn't it? The big boss means what? He is riding on the shoulder of his subordinates. That's the material structure. Whereas the spiritual structure is diametrically opposed to that. Spiritual structure also is like a pyramid, but an inverse pyramid. There, the highest one is shouldering the burden of everyone. And who is the highest? Who is the greatest? Krishna. And what's he doing? He is catering to everyone's demand. He needs milk, he needs water, he needs air. So Krishna is constantly supplying or making all the arrangements to provide for all that we need. In this way Krishna is maintaining us. So if we become a representative of Krishna, if we truly become an advanced devotee in our spiritual life, then what we have to do? We have to shoulder the burden of others, those who are engaged in the service to Krishna. That way we become the servants of the servants of the servants. Under no circumstances we become a master. Although the titles are given sometimes, spiritual master. But ultimately, who is the spiritual master? What's the spiritual master? It's not that he becomes the master of his disciples. He actually becomes the servant of his disciples. It may sound odd, but an example can be given in this way, that a devotee knows that everyone is a child of Krishna. And he knows that he is the servant of Krishna. So when someone is put under his care and custody, then does he think that he has become their master? No. He actually thinks that they are the children of my master. And as a servant of my master, it's my responsibility to take care of them. That is actually the real duty of a spiritual master. He never thinks that his disciples are his property and meant for, engaging them. Engaging them is fine, but the attitude is that they put in my children, my master's children, have been put in my care, and I have to take care of them. To become connected to the master, to become the good children of my master. So in this way, the spiritual master renders his service, although he is identified as a master, but actually he is a servant. And ultimately, as I said, even Krishna is actually serving everybody. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't like the expression that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is identified as the Father. He says, Father, identifying him as a father, is in a way making him into the servant. Because the children demand things from father and expect things from the father. But our business is to serve him as our Lord and Master. And then by his mercy we will develop other relationships. Like we can see that the five different types of relationship that we have in devotional service, Krishna's role as the father is not really that prominent. Dasya, he is the master. Sakya, he is a friend. Vatsalya, he is the son, he is the child. And the devotees become the father and mother. And then conjugal, like a lover of his beloved. So in this way, the positive devotional service in the line of Gauri Vaishnava, Krishna is not really the father. Krishna is not even the master there. That's the most wonderful aspect of Vrindavan. Krishna is a friend. Krishna is the son. Krishna is the beloved. And in these three relationships, a very intense service is actually being rendered for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in order to relish these relationships, the Lord has become equal to his devotees or subordinate to his devotees. Krishna is placing himself under the care of his devotees simply in order to experience the joy. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute that, and that is the meaning of the word Krishna Prema. And why it is so rare? It is so rare because that that is the only area, Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna becomes equal to his devotees. Krishna becomes subordinate, a junior to his devotees. In Vaikuntha that, there is no room for that kind of relationship. There Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and everyone else is his servant. Whereas in Vrindavan, Krishna has assumed a very special role of a friend and son and of a paramour. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that, to distribute that, irrespective of any consideration for qualification. And Srila Prabhupada distributed that gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And we are getting an opportunity to develop this relationship with Krishna by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are three questions. Please reflect on those three questions. When an opportunity for service comes my way, how do I respond? Should I pass the buck to the next junior devotee? Once someone made an observation and he expressed it in a joking way. He said, it's not difficult to find out who is the junior most devotee in the temple. And he told me that, like, I see that whenever somebody is asked to do something, he tells somebody else to do it. Then he in turn tells somebody else to do it. Then finally who does it, he is the junior most devotee. But that shouldn't be. Our attitude should be as service is an opportunity. It is coming our way as an opportunity to render service by Krishna's mercy. So when it comes, we must grab it. There is no consideration for more dignified or degraded service. Every service is on the absolute platform. Of course, the senior devotees, the temple managers, the leaders, they will organize other devotees. But the general attitude must be that when I get an opportunity to do something, let me do it. Because that's such a rare opportunity to render some service to Krishna. So, please deeply consider when some service come your way, how you are going to respond. The next one is, if I am asked to perform some service which I do not like, how do I tend to react? And there is no, in devotional service, there is no question of like or dislike. A wonderful example is Arjun. Arjun didn't want to fight the battle in Kurukshetra. Arjun didn't want to fight. He didn't like to fight. But what did Krishna tell him? I mean, finally, through Bhagavad, after hearing Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, what was Krishna's attitude? What was Arjuna's attitude? Now, by your mercy, my bewilderment has been removed. I have become situated in knowledge, and I will do whatever you ask me to do. So, service means not a question of whether I like it or not. But whatever is expected out of me, whatever the authorities are asking me, I must do it. So that is the real service attitude. And that is the meaning of unconditional. Devotional service is actually unconditional. There is no condition. There is no consideration whatsoever. I have been asked to do it, I must do it, whether I like it or not. And third question is, how can I improve my service attitude for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada? How can I improve my service attitude for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada? So please deeply meditate on this point. How you are going to improve your service attitude. And I'll just give you a little tip. Recognize your position as smaller than the smallest. If you think that you are greater than the greatest, then you will develop an attitude of exploitation. But if you want to improve your service attitude, you have to recognize your position, how insignificant, how minute, how minuscule you are. And that is our position. How big are we? We tend to think that we are so great. But what is our actual size? 1/10,000th part of the tip of the hair. So that is our size. And we are thinking that we are great. We are so big. So Krishna consciousness is an opportunity to recognize how small we are. We must remember the gateway to the spiritual sky is very small. And in order to enter into the spiritual sky, you have to become 1/10,000 part of the tip of the head. Then only you'll be able to pass through that gate, not otherwise. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. As Shruti Dharma Prabhu announced, there is a 15-minute video on the development that is taking place in Ujjain. Recently, I embarked on this project, and this project is, we started this project in November. We set up a temple, in a temporary temple, in a rented community hall, which was given to us by the local government, and there we started our activities. And in the meantime, the government, we got a 4-acre piece of land where we are building, we started the construction of a temple, and we also have, government also is giving us a 75-acre land on the bank of a river, Shipra. And this is one of the holy rivers of India. Like the nectar fell in 4 rivers where Kumbh Mela takes place, and Ujjain is one of them, and Shipra is the river where nectar actually fell. So I hope you like it. Thank you very much. All glories to Shiva. Thank you. Gaur Premanande.
I'd like to thank you so much for that wonderful song. Thank you. 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 Thank you.